You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined in the studio with the lovely Kira Wallace, who's going to play us a little song.
This one is called Underbelly, and it's an original song.
Bite down on the telephone wire. The big barbed eyes get dark under. Wake your child from this thought.
That was so, I can't even.
Thanks. That was really impressive.
Clap!
Yay!
We've never done that in the studio before, and I'm very pleased we have now.
Yeah, yay. Last show, first live performance on a show.
Yes.
Why
other than our rendition.
Well, that doesn't count because nobody wants that.
That was amazing.
That was.
Thanks.
That's out, that song?
That's not out yet. This is like a brand new, I finished it. It's my most recent song.
Oh,
I finished it like a month ago, maybe.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. I am on it. We are on it.
Exclusive.
That was so good.
But you have just put out a new single.
Yes, yes.
In your own words, can you tell us what that song is about?
So the song is called Leap/Landing. And it came out on Friday, and it's about sort of appreciating that to really experience the highs of life, you need to have the lows, and how, like, you can't really numb all your feelings to sort of save yourself from the crash that comes after feeling joy, because then you're not really living. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're 17.
I know. I'm like so profound for a 17-year-old.
This is crazy. What was I thinking at 17?
Not this. I was thinking about like, oh, it was COVID times when I was 17. So I was probably like, Tiger King.
Oh my gosh. So who did you work with from, you know, writing, producing? Who did you work with on that process to get the track out?
So the song was first created during Song Hub's Aussie Porty, which is like a week of, it's run by APRA MCOS, and it's like a week of songwriting and collaboration between New Zealand songwriters and producers. So they bring in mentors, like Sam Trevithick from Shapeshifters, Lady Six, Shane Carter.
Wow.
We worked with, so we were put in groups each day with a lead songwriter, producer, and two co-writers, and we had to write and record a demo of a song in like 7 hours straight.
Awesome.
And so we were like just grinding for a week, and this was the song that was made when I was the lead songwriter, and I was working with Callan Knudsen, TJ, and otherwise known as Z, and Abigail Knudsen, who was also known as Missy, who produced the track.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it was so fun. It was such an emotional week because you kind of,
I can imagine,
like, thrown in a room with strangers, and you sort of, like, songwriting is a very vulnerable process, and you have to, like, share so much of your deepest, darkest secrets with strangers. But it was really rewarding experience.
I've done one of those before, and they are very, like,
are they freeing?
Like, very.
Yeah, they're very, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it is, like, it is a lot. It is like, oh, here's a whole new bunch of people.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah,
like, bare your soul
for
a sec in
sometimes
front of them.
Sometimes it's nice, though, to strangers or people that aren't close, because you're just like,
hey, this is me.
There's no, like, consequences.
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes, like, I think if it's, like, people you're really close to, you don't want to, like, deter anything.
Yeah, like, true. There's no, like, preconceived,
being like, whoa,
ideas, like, about you.
And you're coming as an honest person. I wish there was something for us less talented people. That's called therapy. No,
it's called getting coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you spend a lot of time in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favourite studio snack?
Ooh.
See, I ask the big questions.
Shane Carter was... he recorded some tracks with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, and he asked me to do some backing vocals for it, so we had a little studio session with some other Janine singers. That was at South Link Studios, which is, I think it's free to hire, which is so cool. And he gave us like an assortment of lollies, and I think that's quite nice because they're like bursts of energy.
Mm-hmm. Like oranges at halftime, eh?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Screw that. Classic. Give me some lollies. I played football and I would have done great with some lollies.
With some lollies.
I love oranges, but they get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, they're then, not cute to eat.
No.
You get all juicy,
like,
on your face.
And then your hands get...
Give
me a nice, crisp lolly.
Give me that processed sugar crap.
I'm ashamed to admit that I didn't realise until, like, a couple of years ago that you can actually peel oranges like mandarins and split them into segments. I've just always like mandarins.
I do not do that. I always cut them.
Like cutting them is the only way I've been.
Are you
sure? Or peeling
sure?
them whole.
Yeah, you can
a
just
challenge for me.
Peel them.
I feel like I've never had a cooperative enough orange for that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Maybe I'll try.
It's the South. We ain't got oranges growing.
I've had an orange at least once since I've lived here.
They're just so expensive these days.
Yeah.
So you just did a show in Auckland.
I did.
Congrats, that's fun.
It was so cool.
Were you legally able to go in there?
if I have a guardian with me, I can. So my mum came along and she made sure I was hydrated during the show.
Oh, did you? Is she your hype girl?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you make a weekend out of it?
We did. We went to so many op shops and we checked
Auckland's
out.
Oh, got I good stuff though, mate.
Yeah, it does. It's expensive, but if you go like a wee bit away from the main streets, then it's not too bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So good weekend away.
So good.
Good show.
Yep.
Hype, drink lady.
Mm-hmm.
And off shopping.
I had an interview on BFM. Yay. When I got there, and they gave me a sticker saying all the other radio stations are. Can I swear on the?
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it.
But I feel like I can't
don't
put it anywhere because
this is a message.
I'm loyal to Radio 1.
BFM. Listen, Caitlin.
Caitlin and Tom.
What is this marketing? Yeah. No.
What's your problem?
Oh,
say it to our face.
Yeah.
They probably would.
Just stick it right on Radio 1's door. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
I might have to write underneath it, except Radio 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone else, but Radio 1.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you have another show coming up in Dunedin to celebrate the single release.
Yes. So that's on the 19th of July, which is next Friday at yours. Tickets are on Under the Radar and $5 unwedged, $10 wedged, so quite good. And I've got Liam Fitzpatrick and GC Hannon from Ivy opening for me.
What a beautiful lineup.
Very exciting.
Just a light lineup, eh?
I know. I'm actually so gutted. I am working that night, but I'm so sad because I love to go.
People listening, go because it will be a great start and or end or middle to your Riori week.
End.
Very true.
Yeah, you never know when people start.
Okay, sorry.
And I'll also be selling some art prints, which is a first. I printed out. There's one where it's the cover art of the single, which is like a wee star guy. Yeah, a star guy in the belly of a bear. And there's one where it's like an owly guy in a cool jumpsuit. And then there's another one where it's a little star dude in a room and there's this weird orb coming through the window. So
I love the sound of this.
Yeah, and there you go, people.
Yeah.
Presents, artwork for the house.
Yes.
Postcards. There you go. Mm-hmm. Music and art.
And they've got wee download codes on the back for the track, so...
Oh, who is your marketing manager?
You are
me.
It's me.
How do you have time?
I was on the plane writing out the download codes and by hand, and there was turbulence, so I had to keep having breaks.
You're the lesson pilot, yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, no, you're absolutely smashing it. I don't know how you do it. I didn't have the drive at 17 to do anything, but hey.
Thank you very much for joining us in studio, for
playing,
interviewing, and joining our last hurrah. It's been such an honour to have you in.
Thanks.
And now we are going to play the track. This is Leap/Landing by Kira Wallace on Radio 1, 91 FM. With no hands to hold, I cling to the sweetness, my cardigan scent feels like cold. With tendrils I weave through the breath, spin myself in the womb to muffle the call of the earth's core while I'm in.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.